I am not. I'm telling you. I'm not saying I'm not controlling at work or I try to have things organized a certain way that I like. I'll admit that. I'm sure it's really frustrating for you guys as my coworker, but I'm not a controlling husband. But that's kind of what I'm being accused of by several people, including my wife, Lindsay, who's on the phone this morning. Hey, babe, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm a little upset and I'm concerned on multiple levels. A conversation my wife told me, she just dropped this on me last night as we're getting ready for bed. She's like, oh, I just made a new friend and we're going out to lunch today. Something like that. What's going on here? What's happening? Because I don't even know this. It's a guy, by the way, not a girl.
Oh my gosh, you're so dramatic. I have this friend. I didn't like just make a friend, I guess, but
I've never heard of this friend.
We actually met him really briefly a couple weeks ago, but it was afterwards, and you were very focused on just getting out of the field house. But we follow each other on social media and we have a lot in common. And he mentioned a few weeks ago that he actually works kind of close to where I work. So we decided to grab lunch.
Who is this? Like, how did you meet this guy?
Well, he actually listens to your show.
So is he a listener then?
Yes.
This is rich to me that Joe is pissed off about this. Rich.
Right?
This is so hypocritical.
Wait,
of you,
I don't
Joe.
Have a right to be upset about this?
No, because you are obsessed with trying to hit up local female news anchors and take them out to lunch all the time.
First of all, you say it's networking. It is, Alex. Sorry you don't have friends outside of work except for a select few.
Okay, God forbid, Lindsay can't?
I try to make connections. Yeah, you don't even talk to our damn coworkers, and I'm trying to like make a connection in the community. Please don't, because you guys make it sound worse than it is.
I don't have a lot of friends outside of work either. I mean, I have a couple, but...
It's a Joe and Alex show listener, though.
So?
Yeah, but... So?
I'm Team Lindsay. This is absolutely garbage.
I'm Team Lindsay as well.
Oh, my God. So it's cool. It's cool. My wife is... I don't even know this guy's name or who he is or where he works or any of these things.
I'm sure she'll tell you.
Oh, well, she hasn't told me yet, Alex. Didn't tell me last
night.
Maybe
she did and you weren't listening.
I always listen.
No kidding.
Pork chop, I don't know what you're doing, but I need you on my damn side right about now.
I'm listening. I'm half and half.
Like,
what if he is a crazy or something?
Wait, they're going out to lunch in public.
God forbid. God forbid Pork Chop take an actual side. Joe is constantly talking about how it's cool for him to be friends with these female news anchors and stuff, and he says it's networking.
And
he
dudes, to I like them. I like
you've never
envies.
You have not gone out to lunch with any news dudes. It's always the chicks, and I think that's weird.
There's more females in news than there are guys.
That is so stupid.
It's truthful.
She's just trying to make friends. Who cares if it's a guy or a girl?
So, okay, is your insurance policy up to date in case you get killed?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I've already met him in person before.
With you, apparently.
We're going to a restaurant by our works that is very crowded for lunch all the time. We're going at noon. Like, there's going to be tons of people around. You're meeting a listener today, I believe, who you've never even met before.
Yeah, he's a cop. I'm having lunch with a cop today.
How did that happen?
It's nobody's business how that happened.
What?
Guess what? I never usually drop this card. It's the Joe and Alex show. My name's on the show. I'm allowed to have meals and things with listeners. And I totally told... I put it in the family calendar. Let me check the family calendar today. Lindsay, lunch with
difference?
A random stranger. It's not on there.
What's the difference between you having lunch with a listener and your wife?
I don't know, because it's not the Alex and Lindsay show.
Yeah, but if they work close together, then like literally what is the difference?
How is it that you and Alex... Go ahead.
Sure he would want to maybe one day have lunch with you, but like they work close together. They follow each other on social media. They have things in common.
Every week, every day, anything, something happens. Alex and Liv like, oh, murder, abduction, killing, rape.
She's doing everything right. She's meeting in a public place. She's already met him once before. It was somewhere else in public with you. Apparently you were there. Am I correct?
I don't remember. I might have been drunk.
So you've met him, apparently. So, I mean, like, everything she's doing is safe, it sounds like.
All right, hold on. Renee, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You also got my wife, Lindsay, on the phone. Renee, what did you want to say?
All right, so I'm probably going to get a lot of backlash on this one, but I'm completely 100% without a doubt with Joe on this.
Because, finally, a sensible woman. Go ahead.
Because the reason of this is that the simple fact of I get having friends outside of work. I get that. But when you don't, when Joe doesn't physically know this person, like physically know them, is talk to them, and is friends with them just like Lindsay is, and it's somebody you just follow on social media with, it's just not okay because you don't ever know the full extent of the intentions of what this other person wants, Lindsay. And it's just disrespectful in a way because, I mean, if I came up to my fiancé and I told him, hey, I'm going to go out to lunch with this guy, but unfortunately you don't know him and I just follow him on social media, my guy would be extremely mad.
Do you think my wife's cheating on me, Renee?
No, do not believe your wife is cheating on you. I honestly believe without a doubt she loves you. But I just think it's disrespectful for her to be like, yeah, it's okay, I'm going to go out to lunch with this guy. Granted, Joe, I don't think that you should be putting your job into this and saying, you know, it's my job. I can just go have lunch with whoever I want because, in a sense, that's kind of disrespectful to your wife.
Agree.
Now, if one person wants to go have lunch with a guy, you know, Lindsay, I think maybe you should invite Joe, especially since Joe doesn't really know this person because of the simple fact you are a woman. You don't know his full extent of intentions.
Right,
anything
but Joe.
Anything can happen, even in broad daylight in public. Anything can happen.
Joe should know his wife's intention and trust his wife's intention that
I don't know
if
this
he's
guy,
sending
Liv.
A weird message, obvious Lindsay will probably never go out to lunch
See,
with him again.
This is why I said this before when Joe brought this up about going to lunch with these news chicks or whatever. I said then, which I just gave up on it, but I said then, I don't think you should even go out to lunch with someone of the opposite sex, like if your spouse isn't there, once you're married. I don't even think that. But like, so if you're going to, what I'm saying is though, so I disagree that either of you should be doing it in general, but if you're going to do it, then Lindsay absolutely should be allowed. You can't have a double standard. That's where I fall on
Listen,
this.
I agree with Alex on that. Part.
I can't
do.
Believe anybody's but, agreeing. Okay. Hold on. Thank you for the call. I got other people calling in. Is this Kiss?
Yeah, this is Kiss.
Kiss, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I'm definitely with you on this one, Joe. I think that it's super fishy. I mean, if my husband came to me and he's like, hey, babe, I'm just trying to make a friend and we're going out to lunch, I would go berserk. I would be like, what the heck?
I think this is my wife is finally fed up, and I'm admitting it. I'm not a good husband. I think my wife's finally fed up with me, and this is her way to get it out.
Oh, my gosh. First, I don't know. I do agree with what Alex said in this past thing with the other listener. Like, I don't know. Maybe you should try to go out with more dudes. Like, you know.
I'm just, in general in life, my connection is with women. I was raised by women. Oh, I relate to women more. I've got moves. They're trying to make everything sexual, like as if I can't.
You do.
You are right now.
I don't know. I don't know this guy. He might be like, hey, girl.
I am on your side on this one, but at the same time, it's like you can't expect Lindsay to. Like Alex said, the double standards.
She
I mean,
could tell me.
Okay,
this is the thing.
You've always had a connection with women and whatever. Like, I've always had a connection with guys, but...
That is such a sleazy thing to say. A sleazy excuse.
Excuse
are
you me?
Serious?
Thank you.
Saying
thank
he,
you.
I've always had a connection with women, so I can only hit up women to hang out with?
No,
Alex,
not,
you make
only,
everything,
but he
and that's...
connects with... like, if he connects more with women and he knows how to get along
oh,
with
please.
Women more...
You make everything so,
no,
like,
I'm just calling
so
out the
dramatic.
BS. No. I'm just calling out the BS.
You're the
Why is that BS?
You're the kind of person that thinks that men and women should
I'm
not
so
hang
confused.
Out like separate. Like the Mike Pence thing where like he can't hang
yes.
out unless it's with
And
mom.
Guess what? He never has this
so
drama right here.
Confused.
He never has this drama because him and his wife don't put themselves in that
no,
situation.
He'll have the drama when he ends up in hell because he's a terrible person.
All right,
that
well.
Makes sense. He's a Christian, but that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, a Christian who judges other
hey.
People and
oh,
hates
brother.
Other people.
Here we
oh,
go.
Guys, come on. Wow, that was fun. I like stirring the pot.
You can't,
now listen.
You can't, hold on. You can't be like, oh, I'm a Christian, so I can judge other all people. Right. I can be racist. I can be all of this. But I'm
Where's
a Christian.
Where's the proof of that?
But I'm a Christian. People all the time. I know Christians
all
the time,
time
who are terrible people and
okay.
who are very judgmental
so
and hate
Lindsay,
other people.
So, okay. Lindsay, what time is lunch?
Oh, goodness. It's at noon.
All right. Well, hey, if you don't make it out, I love you.
Uh-huh. I'm sure I will be fine. Thank you, though.
All right. Did you pay the bills in case, like, you know, because I don't know how to do all that stuff in case something goes wrong?
I guess you'll just have to learn how to adult on your own.
Okay. Cool. Well, I've been waiting to do that. And my final thing to wrap this whole thing up is this. I always tell my wife, whether it's a friend that works in TV or radio, female or male, I say I'm going to lunch with John Smith or Susie Snuffleupagus. Like, I tell who it's going with. I don't even know who this guy is.
I'm sure she'll tell you if you ask.
I know he's hotter. Lindsay, is he hotter than me?
I don't.
What do you mean? What the hell? All right, you're done. Bye. It's the Joe and Alex Show.